Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the In Between podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and this is a podcast where we go from living a worldly life to now a holy life. Alrighty, well, we've got a lot to talk about. And I have been asking people for some requests of what y'all want me to talk about. And this one was the most one that has came up. And I feel like, honestly, I feel like this is like the foundation of becoming a new Christian, what you should know, and there's like the whole purpose of the podcast, which I'm gonna be honest with you, I really haven't been following through lately, so better late than never. But before we get started, I just want to go ahead and just give y'all a little rundown. I feel like we haven't talked in forever. It's like, let's just catch up, you know? Yeah, life is life, and, you know, it's just whatever. Like I always say, I'm always busy, so it's whatever. Nothing new from there. Work is going good. Work is going really good, you know. Not working too much at all. So my hours are going to be changing. School is increasing. That's the downside for it, but hey, it's whatever. School's going pretty good, actually. Yeah, so far, it's been a pretty good year. I've traveled a lot. I went to an NFL game just last week. It was really cool. It was a lot of fun. Freezing cold. So, yeah, that's something. Let's just go ahead and move on. Let's go ahead and start in with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you so much for everyone who is listening to this podcast right now. I just pray that whatever they're going through, whatever their need is, whatever they are seeking, Lord, that this podcast and that your spirit can guide them into the next step, the right answer, or even following the right footsteps, Lord God. I thank you so much for everything that you've done, what you're going to do for this season of family and friends and celebration, that people don't forget what Christmas is all about, and it's about you and your birth, Lord. And we just thank you so much for everything that you have done for us already, and it's so much more that you don't even have to continue to do, but you still do it for us, Lord. Just let this be a season. I know it's a season where people can get caught up in the motions and the greed, Lord, but they can just keep their focus on you and on the right things, families and friends, and the whole point of just being gathered together and showing love and caring for one another, and not the material things, but the eternal things, Lord. Thank you so much for everything that you've done. You know what everyone's need is and what they are asking you for, Lord. And I pray that you provide it, because you are the provider and you have never failed us yet, Lord. And I just pray that the Spirit can come into this episode today, Lord. Let your Spirit, we're welcoming the Spirit right now, Lord, to just take over my mind and just speak what you need to speak, Lord, and let everyone hear what they need to hear. And I pray that the Spirit overflows them wherever they're listening to it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, and I want to apologize in advance. I'm not feeling the best right now. What's new? I'm always sick. So if I stutter, slur my words, or anything like that, let's just ignore it, you know? Because y'all know I'm always sick somehow, some way. Yeah, I'm feeling better now, though. I'm just really exhausted, and I'm still getting congested headaches and stuff, but yeah, I just pray that God heals me too, in Jesus' name. All right, let's just go ahead and get started with the episode. Okay, sorry y'all, keep getting sidetracked. Today's episode is called Communication with God. So I know there's a lot of questions out there, especially as a new Christian, and you just want to know, how do I know God's speaking to me? How do I know it's not just in my head? What do you mean people have conversations with God? What exactly does that look like? When people say speak to Jesus, how do I know if I'm actually speaking to him? What is the right way to pray? All those type of questions. And it's all with communication with God. Our entire relationship as a Christian with God is based on communication. The more we communicate with him, the stronger our relationship is with him. And so this is important to know. I just want to go ahead and start off with John 14 and 26. We're just going to start off with a quick little Bible verse. And it says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. So pretty much this is the part where Jesus is like basically leaving after he was resurrected. But pretty much he was talking to his disciples and telling him, like, look, I might be leaving you guys and I might not be around physically, but my spirit is going to be with you guys all the time. And you're going to have the same peace that I've given you physically, spiritually. And everything that you're going to have, all these worrisomes, don't worry about it because I am still with you in spirit. And I'm still going to guide you in spirit. Same way I was physically, it'll still be spiritually. So basically, Jesus sends the spirit to teach and guide us. That's one way he kind of communicates with us, is by letting the spirit just guide us and teach us. I mentioned before, like, how the Holy Spirit is kind of like a GPS guiding us to the right path. That's kind of what is how is like a communication way that he does it. You know, when you're about to do something bad and you kind of just feel like an urge or something that like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, or I really am passionate, maybe I should really go for it. Like, that right there is just a spirit guiding you. And always welcome the presence of the spirit, because honestly, we can't make any decisions in this world without the spirit guiding us. Because like it or not, the world is not a place for Christians. Like, this is not our home. This is temporary, and it's a constant battle that we're fighting almost every single day to make the right decisions and live our life as a Christian, and having to fight off all these haters, because like, again, people will hate the ones that love God, and that's just the world we live in, which is not our home. Just gotta keep that in mind. Jesus sends the spirit to guide and teach us. It's like a little teacher. And you're like, girl, what do you mean by that? Like, how exactly is he teaching and guiding me? Well, whenever we read the word, there's two ways to read the Bible. One, you just read it as acknowledgement. And two, you read it as a teachable moment. And what I mean by that is, when you're reading it as acknowledgement, it's like you're reading any other book. You're just reading it to kind of, you know, get the gist of it and an idea of it. And then when you're learning it, it's like, okay, you're applying it into your life. Like, okay, this is how Jesus, this is how God communicated to us in the past with like all these other people, and how he spoke to them, and how he led them, and how he revived them, and all this. And maybe I can apply that into my life. And that's why there's certain verses where people like put in their bios, or like some verses that you're like, ooh, that kind of hit a little different, you know? Like for this verse, for God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son for us. Like, God loved us so, so much. Keep that in mind. He didn't have to do us. He honestly could have just gave up on us, started over, and made a whole another creation. But he didn't. He said, I love y'all too much. I am proud of y'all. You are my best work that I've done. I'm not going to give up on you guys. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give y'all a second chance. So I'm going to bring my son to this world to die for y'all sins. And y'all going to go sin all over again. But at least y'all can repent now. Which is a pretty crazy thing to think about. Like, hello? So yeah, that's what I mean by the Spirit is here to guide and teach us. When we're reading the Word, we could either just read it and not welcome the Spirit at all, or ask the Spirit to teach us or guide us while we're reading the Word. And that's just reading it like any other book. Like, you're kind of just reading it. It's not. And if you're doing that, at least you're reading it and at least getting some type of knowledge of the Bible. But at that point, you're not really growing your relationship with God if you're only reading it. You need to pray before you read, first off, and just ask for the Spirit to lead you into the Word, and just tell him to speak to you what we need to read, what we need to learn, what we need to apply in our lives. Is there a sin that I am doing that I'm not aware of, that I need to change? Like, tell me in this Bible what I need to do in my life to get my life straight for you. Pretty much. And that right there is how the Spirit leads and guides us and teaches us and all that fun stuff. Number two, the Spirit gives us reminders. Like, you know how you put a little reminder on your phone, like, hey, read your Bible. hey, check this, hey, do that, do your homework. Those type of reminders. That's kind of what the Spirit kind of does for us, you know? He kind of like puts in remembrance, like, hey, you're alive, when God could have left you not breathing. Hey, you're still alive because you still have a purpose to fulfill for God. Like, just those tiny little reminders that you get from time to time is just like, okay, I'm not a lost cause. I need to keep going. My relationship with God is to be pushing forward and increase my relationship with God and speaking to more. And like, hey, just remember, I love you. Like, that, those tiny little reminders are like a little heartfelt hug, and it just feels amazing. You know, it's a great little reminder to know that Jesus is there for us, and he's always has our back, and no matter what, like, he's right there, you know. And even though we may not feel it, even though we may not see it, sometimes we even ignore it. I mean, how many times have you ignored a reminder on your phone? I'm guilty of it. I do it all the time. We sometimes already, we don't even notice them because our lives are so busy in our heads that we honestly don't even pay attention to what's going on. And honestly, that happens to me too. Like, I'm just using my phone as an example. When I tell you, I barely check my phone, I could be scrolling on TikTok and then completely forget about the notifications that I get. Like, it's a bad habit, I know, but I feel like everyone nowadays has this problem, you know, scrolling on TikTok and forgetting that you have a notification, and then, you know, you just kind of get sidetracked, you know, and that's okay. That's totally fine. It's not a good habit to continue. We just need to keep working on it. You know, I'm working on it right now, somewhat. But you know what? I'm gonna start adding screen time on my phone. That might change it. But that's kind of what happens with the Spirit. Like, the Spirit's giving us a little bit of a reminder. Like, there could be like a point in your life. I'm gonna use this as an example. There was a time, towards the end of the summer, beginning of the school semester, this year actually, where I kind of like not backslid, but like kind of took a step back from like my fire, you know what I mean? I kind of let the fire dim just a little bit. And but what that mean, I was like, I was just, you know, I wasn't reading my Bible as frequently, and I wasn't listening to all gospel music and Christian music, you know. It's just, it was just a little bit of like a sidetrack, you know. I kind of got caught in the world, and that's fine. It all happens to us. But during that time, I was driving to work, and I almost got into, well, I did get into an accident where my car did a little loop-de-loop, and by the grace of God, there was no tire marks on the street, not even an entry mark from where my car went into the ditch at all. And like, the car was perfectly fine and drivable right after. The only thing that happened was I got a concussion from when I hit my head when I landed. So, like, hey. And that honestly took me hitting my head really hard and getting concussion to realize, yo, God was there. God, even though I kind of put my fire down a little bit, like, God was still there, and he was still taking care of me, and he still had my back, and he was still there. And honestly, that was kind of like the wake-up call that I needed, because I'm like, Kimberly, what are you doing? What in this world is gonna give you the same amount of comfort and safety and protection that God is not gonna give you, like, if not more? So, you know, it, that's a reminder right there. The Spirit kind of gave me that reminder, like, you do realize you could have died. You do realize that could have been way worse than what it was, especially because it was raining and it was on a ramp. Like, it could have been way worse than what it was. And you know what? God said, I got you. I picked up the car and I landed you safely. That's all we need to do. You're alive. The car's good. You might bump your head a little bit, but you're fine. So, you know, those are some reminders that we kind of need in our lives. And I'm honestly grateful for those reminders, as traumatic as mine was. But hey, it's okay. I needed it. And here I am now. So just, that's another way God communicates with you. It's just like having those little tiny reminders. Like, he's just letting you know, like, hey, I still love you. Hey, I'm here for you. Hey, I'm protecting you. Like, hey, do not forget about me. I'm literally right here. Even though you're doing something wrong, I'm still here by your side, and I'm still going to protect you, and I'm still going to have your back no matter what. So just looking out for those reminders and just finding peace in the midst of like your craziness in your life, like that is game changer right there, because God is a very subtle, peaceful voice, and with all the chaos around us, we're not going to hear it, and we just need to find the time, just even if it means just sitting in your room in complete silence with your eyes closed and just wait to hear something, do it, because it's all we need to do. Number three, the Holy Spirit gives us conviction. Now that one, I feel like a lot of people might get more often than what I could give to you. So the Holy Spirit gives us conviction. So the Holy Spirit gives us conviction, and that is like kind of what the guiding is, or like the reminder is, like when you have conviction, I'm trying to like put it into like, I'm so sorry, y'all. My sister walked in and that kind of made me lose track of thoughts. Okay, I'm so sorry. Let me restart that. So number three. You know why I lost track of thoughts? Because I skipped one completely. My bad, y'all. I'm so sorry. This is brain fog right here. Number three, the Holy Spirit gives us inner peace. That's what I want to talk about next. That's on my notes didn't match. Okay. I'm so sorry. The Holy Spirit gives inner peace. So going back to John 14, instead of 26, we're going to be reading 27 once more. Okay. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Meaning, where the Spirit is, peace is going to be it. So, like, just think of this. You're worried about something, or you're stressing over a decision, or, like, something with, like, the next step in your life. Like, okay, I'm going to use this as an example, just because it's a little bit more relatable for our age group. Relationships. You know, the whole, oh, I'm breaking up with you because God told me to break up with you. Like, all that nonsense. But honestly, before you get into a relationship and you're, like, worried about it and, like, okay, I don't know if I should be in this relationship or if I should be in this relationship or is this the right time for me, I say just pray about it. Let the Spirit lead you into this relationship. Like, just be like, if it's not meant to be, whatever. And honestly, 9 times out of 10, when it's the right decision, you would feel peace. Like, there's no other way to explain it, but you will feel peace. You'll feel peace of mind. You're not gonna be as stressed. It's not gonna be as worrisome, and it kind of just easily falls into place if it's meant to be. I'm not in a relationship, but like, based on what I've seen, I have friends that are married. I kind of seen it firsthand from an opposite end perspective, so like, I feel like I can say that, you know, or even like school decisions or job decisions, like, you know, go for the one where you feel the most peace at deciding on, you know, because that's where the Spirit's kind of leading you towards. Like, he's not going to make you go into a job that is going to stress you out like crazy, or go to a college that you can barely afford and cause even more anxiety and stress and worrisome on there. He's going to give you something that is going to be the right path, the right way, in the most peaceful way. The Spirit is going to give you peace. Or even like having a conversation. You know, you're having a stressful day. Oh, sorry. My voice is going out. You're having a very stressful day, and you just feel like everything is just chaotic in your mind, and you just really, really need silence. Go in your car, go in your room, go in your closet, do whatever you need to do. Lock yourself in a small place if you need to. Make everything silent. And just ask God, like, please let your Spirit be here with me. You don't have to say much. Just ask, just tell the Spirit, I welcome you in here with me. Please just stay with me for this moment. Like, I just need a little comfort. I need a little bit of peace. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to be right there hugging you the entire time. He's going to give you the peace that you've been needing, because he's right there always. That's what the Spirit does for you. And that's kind of like a way he communicates with you, like, hey, don't worry, I'm here for you. You don't have to worry, I'm always there for you. And have you noticed, like, whenever we listen to worship music, or like, and if we just like, maybe it's just me, I don't know, it could be just me, but like, whenever you're listening to like secular music for like a whole week, and then the next week you like stop secular music, and like, you only listen to like gospel or worship music or like Christian music, the sense of peace that you would have compared to the week that you had before, like, it's insane. Like, it's insane how much peace and how much less stressful life is when you welcome the Spirit into your life and just letting God be there for you, you know? Okay. Or like, even in Galatians 4, like, Christ is always there for us no matter what. And like, in Galatians 4, it's like a huge example of kind of what I wanted to like go over. Sorry, I said 4, I meant 5. I told y'all my mind is not in there. But it says, freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore. Do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. And then it goes, if you accept wrong part. For though the Spirit by faith, we of ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ neither, but only faith working through love. Yeah. Galatians chapter 5, people. Peace is the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? And I know I have to make that episode still, but talking about the fruits of spirits, I will do it. That'll be the next episode, I promise. But peace is the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5 kind of gives you, like, the whole, like, inside of it. You know, just don't worry. Don't stress. And I kind of know, like, this is where Paul was talking to the Galatians church, like, basically saying, y'all, what are y'all doing? Y'all don't have to do this to prove that God, that you love God or all that stuff. Just understand, like, you don't have to do all that. But read that on your own time, because that's a lot of detail, to be honest with you, and I don't have the brain power to explain it. As y'all can tell, my mind is all over the place. Okay, number 4. Going back to, the Spirit gives us conviction. So going to John 16:7. Basically, the Spirit will give us the yes or the no to things. Like, before you sin, after you sin, like, if you feel not guilt, okay, guys, I promise you, it's not guilt, it's just your conviction, where you're feeling like, okay, you sin, and you kind of have that feeling in your head, your like gut, you're like, maybe I shouldn't have done that, maybe it's not the best thing I should keep doing. That's conviction, not guilt. Get that right. Those are two different things, and I can talk about it later if y'all want me to talk about it later. Just let me know. But conviction and guilt are two different things, but the Spirit will give you conviction just so you can stay on the right path. Kind of going back to when I said the Holy Spirit is like a GPS to the right path, this is the GPS part telling you, no, don't do that. You want to do this. Don't do that, because you're going to go off the wrong path. Don't fall into lust. Don't fall into temptation. Don't fall into addiction. That's the no-no. You want to follow the right path so you can stay in the right path with God. And that's what conviction is. It kind of just tells you yes or no when things. And sometimes it's after sin, after you sin, or sometimes it's before you sin, where you kind of get that hesitant, and you're like, maybe I shouldn't do it. You might want to listen to that. You don't want to do it, okay? If you have to, here's my thing. Ooh, sorry. Here's my thing. If you have to second guess yourself before you do something, 9 times out of 10, you shouldn't do it. So don't do it, and just listen to your first instinct, okay? If you have to second guess yourself, don't do it, okay? Because if it's right, you won't have to second guess yourself, no matter what you're doing. And I did want to read to you guys. Hold on. Of course, my pages want to get stuck when I'm trying to read y'all something. John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. We need that Holy Spirit because he's helping us stay on the right path. You know, kind of just think of it as your mom yelling at you, constantly telling you, no, don't do it. That's kind of what the Holy Spirit's doing. Okay, and then number 5, God communicates to us in different ways. It could be ways where he's... I watched a video, and it was honestly a really cool video, and I should probably link it if I can find it. I will link it on my Instagram page. But God communicates in a whole bunch of different ways. And the video kind of, like, described God as, what are those tall radio tower things that are, like, constantly sending out signals? It probably is called a radio tower. If it's not, correct me if I'm wrong. But, like, those tall radio towers that are constantly sending out signals to different radios, like, constantly, endlessly, that's God. God's sending us signals of love, truth, wisdom, guidance, compassion, just a constant signal being sent out always, 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 always. And you kind of can't get to that voice until you are on the right radio station. So think of it like that. You're listening to a whole bunch of radio stations and, you know, like, everything's all static and you can't listen to the right thing. You kind of have to tune out other things in order to hear the right thing. It was good, kind of, right? Yeah. So think of it like that. Like, you want to get to the right radio station in order to hear God's voice. And that's kind of what we need to do in our lives right now. We need to just kind of remove the chaos in our life. And I know it's kind of hard to say, it's easier said than done, but just, even if it's 5 minutes or 2 minutes, or if you're in your car driving alone, like, just find that time to just tune out the world and just sit with God and just let him speak to you. It's a very faint signal, so you have to really get to that right spot in order to hear him. And honestly, the more you're seeking him, the more you will hear him. And I know it's like, a lot of people say that, but, like, honestly, it's true. Like, it's like, the more you're looking for it, the stronger your radio signal is. Like, you're gonna hear him more because you're getting closer. So it's really good, really, really good. God is constantly reaching out to us, but we can easily miss God's voice. And honestly, that is something that we all tend to do, which is probably why some of us are like, I can't hear him. He never speaks to me. Am I doing something wrong? Honestly, we just get so busy in our heads that we honestly just don't listen to a single word that he says because we tune him out. Sometimes, like, when we tune out our parents because they're getting on our nerves because they're constantly yelling at us, you know? That kind of happens when you're just so busy in life where you just tune out God because you're just like, what am I doing? So, yeah. That is communication with God, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry that my mind was all over the place, but I hope you got something out of all the gibberish that I have said. yeah, I'm so sorry, y'all. I could have waited until I felt better, but I felt like this just needed to go out now. So, yeah. But I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to just check out the Instagram and Facebook page in case you want to see any polls or, like, videos and stuff, because I post some of those too. Yeah. All right, well, hope you guys have a good rest of your day, evening, night, whenever, wherever you're listening to this. Bye, guys. I love y'all.